From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting, not so fast.
We are very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult.
U.S. President Barack Obama used a White House appearance with Jordan's King Abdullah to say the administration is being cautious about raising expectations about talks in Syria, noting that the situation on the ground is difficult. But he said that a lessening of violence could be the basis for a long-term ceasefire. President Obama says his Supreme Court nominee will be someone who grasps the way in which the court's rulings affect the daily lives of Americans. Writing Wednesday on the internet site SCOTUS blog, Mr. Obama gave no hint of when he plans to announce his choice to fill the vacancy left by the death of Antonin Scalia. The Washington Post and CNN, meanwhile, report that the White House is vetting the background of one possible nominee, Brian Sandoval, a former federal judge, now the popular Republican governor of Nevada. Businessman Donald Trump has won another state in his bid to become the Republican nominee for president. Trump had a decisive victory Tuesday in the Nevada caucuses. Final results show Trump with 46% of the vote, far ahead of Florida Senator Marco Rubio's 24 and Texas Senator Ted Cruz's 21. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou maintaining his lead. Niger's Electoral Commission said Wednesday that Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second with 22%, followed by Seni Oumarou with 14%. The results include ballots from 82 of 308 districts. This is VOA News. Opposing groups in the South Sudan peace process have agreed on an arrangement to allow about 1,300 members of opposition forces into the capital Juba in preparation for rebel leader Riek Machar joining a transitional government. South Sudan's Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission said in a statement Tuesday, police and military officers loyal to the opposition are expected to travel to Juba immediately. The Taliban says it is unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Afghan government. The militants say talks will not succeed until foreign forces are completely withdrawn from the country and Islamic law is enforced there. A four-nation group working for Afghan peace has invited the Taliban and other rebel groups to participate in direct talks with the government. European Council President Donald Tusk says a decision by Britain to leave the EU would change Europe forever and for the worse. Tusk told the European Parliament in Brussels that there would be no second chance if Britain's vote to exit the Union.
Prime Minister Cameron said in the House of Commons on Monday that now is not the time to split the West. I couldn't agree more.
On the issue of Europe's migrant and refugee crisis, Tusk and the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told the Parliament that European Union leaders will hold a special summit with Turkey on March 7th. Hungary's Prime Minister has called for a national referendum on the European Union's mandatory quotas for migrants and refugees. Speaking in Parliament Wednesday, Viktor Orban reiterated that Brussels has no right to redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity, adding that introducing resettlement quotas without voter approval is an abuse of power. A court in the German city of Cologne has given a suspended jail term to a Moroccan man convicted of trying to steal a mobile phone from a woman on New Year's Eve. That was a night when numerous sexual assaults were reported and blamed on immigrants. A team of investigative journalists claims to have evidence showing that the missile that shot down a Malaysian airliner over Ukraine in July 2014 belonged to a Russian battalion that had recently deployed to the region. 298 people died when the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was downed. A U.S. federal judge ruled Tuesday that aides to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton can be questioned under oath in connection with a lawsuit over the release of emails from a private server she used while in office. The group, Judicial Watch, said in court filings it wants to question top Clinton aide Hama Abedin, as well as several senior State Department officials. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.